Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDVerdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas. Today on the program, we're spotlighting the music of Italian composer Pino Donaggio, a guy probably best known for his collaborations with director Brian De Palma on films like Carrie, Body Double, Blowout, and more. But we're going to begin the program by going back to 1973 in the very first film that Donaggio scored, a thriller directed by Nicholas Roeg and starring Julie Christie and Donald Sutherland, Don't Look Now. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Music by Pino Donaggio, written for the film Don't Look Now. The next movie Donaggio scored was released in 1975, starring Franco Nero and Fernando Rey, a thriller called Smiling Maniacs. Take a listen.
We'll be right back.
music from Smiling Maniacs, written by Pino Donaggio. Next up, Donaggio's wonderful music for Carrie, a score we featured a few times on the program, but it's really one of the composer's best works, features a gorgeous main theme. Let's take a listen. Music from Carrie, written by Pino Donaggio in 1978. That same year, Donaggio teamed up with a young director named Joe Dante for a comedy horror called Piranha. Let's take a listen. Thank you. Music from Piranha, written by Pino Donaggio. In 1979, Donaggio scored a thriller called Tourist Trap, starring Chuck Connors and Jocelyn Jones. Let's take a listen to some of his score. Music from The Tourist Trap, alternately suspenseful and romantic stuff. After collaborating with Brian De Palma on Carrie and the less well-known Home movies, the two teamed up once again for the thriller Dress to Kill, starring Angie Dickinson and Michael Caine. I've always really liked the main theme Donaggio wrote for that one. Let's take a listen. Thank you. You're listening to the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDVerdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas, and we're spotlighting music from composer Pino Donaggio on the program today. In 1984, Donaggio collaborated yet again with director Brian De Palma on the Hitchcock-esque thriller Body Double. Let's take a listen. Thank you. Mr. Donaggio's music for Body Double. Around that same time, he scored a very poorly reviewed fantasy film, update of the Hercules legend starring Lou Ferrigno, directed by Luigi Cozzi. Let's take a listen to some of his score, one of the only redeeming elements of that film.
Thank you.
That's music from Hercules, written by Pino Donaggio. Next up, a smaller score for a smaller movie, the 1988 drama Zelie and Me, which starred Isabella Rossellini. Enjoy. In 1992, Donaggio scored the Italian television miniseries Scoop, which starred John Savage in the central role, of all people. It's been tough to find out much about this miniseries. I tried Googling it and trying to find out a bit about what it was about, and just haven't been able to turn up anything. But anyway, we do have the music, and it's quite good. Let's take a listen. That's music written for the television miniseries Scoop. We're just about out of time on the program today. I do hope you've enjoyed the show and that you'll join us again next week for more music. We're going to wrap things up today with music written for a movie released back in 2000, directed by Philip Haas, starring Kristin Scott Thomas, Sean Penn, and Anne Bancroft, an adaptation of a book written by W. Somerset Maugham called Up at the Via. Enjoy, have a great week, I'll be back at you later.